So we have just looked at how do we get oil. Now we're going to investigate what is the reason for the scheduled delay. Matthew 25. But while the bridegroom was delayed, they all slumbered and slept. Do you think Jesus was so busy in heaven that he couldn't make it in time to his wedding? Or do you think he forgot about it and suddenly remembered and rushed at midnight to the wedding? Of course not. When I married Donna, I couldn't possibly forget my wedding. The preparation alone running up to the wedding made it impossible to forget it. But more than that was I loved her so much that I was thinking of Donna all the time. It simply is just not possible to forget your wedding. Maybe some wished they forgot their wedding. Oops, it's too late now, sorry. There must be another reason for it. Let's gather some clues from scripture itself. Right in the parable before the 10 virgins, where Jesus taught about the faithful and evil servant, he says, "But if that evil servant says in his heart, 'My master is delaying his coming,' and begins to beat his fellow servants and to eat and drink with the drunkards, the master of that servant will come on a day when he is not looking for him and at an hour that he is not aware of." The delay of the master exposed the motive and the real heart of the servant. When he saw that his master didn't appear, he started to break the commandments and didn't bother anymore to please his master because he hadn't come. The delay uncovered if the servant's love for the master was real. Another enlightening scripture is when Saul didn't wait for Samuel to sacrifice because of Samuel's delay. Saul went ahead and did it himself, which was unlawful and consequently broke the commandment. Then we read, "And Samuel said to Saul, 'You have done foolishly. You have not kept the commandment of the Lord your God, which he commanded you. For now the Lord would have established your kingdom over Israel forever.'" This is a staggering verse and represents the exact outworking of the five foolish virgins. The delay of Samuel exposed the real heart of Saul towards God. This was visibly by the act of breaking the commandments and not paying attention to the instructions of God. Another very revealing incident is when Moses was on the mountain for 40 days. Yes, nearly 6 weeks is a long time. Imagine if your boss wouldn't come back to your workplace for 6 weeks and never get in touch with any of your working team. What would you think? We read in Exodus 32, "Now when the people saw that Moses delayed coming down from the mountain, the people gathered together to Aaron and said to him, 'Come, make us gods that shall go before us. For as for this Moses, the man who brought us up out of the land of Egypt, we do not know what has become of him.'" What happened? The delay brought out their true heart toward God. They literally broke God's commandment. They made a golden calf, worshipped it, and broke the first commandment: "You shall have no other gods before me." And this led to further sin. Again, it's the same attitude of what the unfaithful servant and Saul had. We don't know what had become of him. I want to round this point up with John 14. Jesus says, "He who has my commandments and keeps them, it is he who loves me." This verse becomes so much more meaningful in the light of all these different situations we looked at. Our desire to keep God's word and his commandments is directly linked to our love to God. And as we have learned in our previous talk, we can only keep his commandment, his word, when we have the Holy Spirit himself. King David would have belonged to the wise virgins as he said, "I made haste and did not delay to keep your commandments." This reflects the true attitude towards God. You may now say, "I wouldn't do something silly like the unfaithful servant, Saul, or the Israelites." I tell you, it could become an issue when everybody around you will keep saying, "Are you still here?" Or, "You know, my grandmother also believed that, but he never came. In fact, the Apostle Paul believed it 2,000 years ago, and oops, something went wrong. Look what he said in 1 Thessalonians. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. Has it happened? No. I can assure you it will happen because we read in 2 Peter, scoffers will come in the last days, walking according to their own lusts, and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of creation. They will convince many by saying everything was always the same since the creation. Since nothing has changed, nothing will change. Be logical and sensible, men. Don't get carried away with these fairy tales. Millions of Christians are not going to be ready when Jesus will come back. Jesus himself said, then two men will be in the field, one will be taken and the other left. Two women will be grinding at the mill, one will be taken and two and the other left. I'm not saying 50% of the Christians will be left behind, but I wouldn't be surprised if it was. I want to encourage you to take God's word serious and buy oil and not make the same mistake as I did with not getting my petrol in time. The scheduled delay serves only the purpose of finding out who is really the part of the bride.